Have you ever walked onto a ramp and felt like you stepped through a time machine? I'm talking about a place where the air smells like avgas and old leather, and the sound of radial engines just rolls across the field like thunder. I'm Ramp on Radio Hangar, and this is Ramped Check. And folks, I need to tell you about one of the most underrated aviation events in the entire country, World War II weekend. Reading Regional Airport, Reading, Pennsylvania. If you have not been, you're missing out, and I'm going to fix that right now. Let me take you there. So picture this. You pull up to the Mid-Atlantic Air Museum, which sits right on the field at Reading Regional, and the first thing you notice before you even park the car is the sound, that deep, throaty rumble of a Pratt & Whitney R-1820, maybe two of them, and you look up and there is a B-25 Mitchell doing a low pass right over the hangars, right over your head, and you haven't even gotten your wristband yet. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, so Reading. Let me set the scene for real, because this event is different from anything else out there. This is not just an air show where you stand behind a rope and watch planes fly by. This is a full immersion experience. The Mid-Atlantic Air Museum brings in dozens of World War II era aircraft. And I mean the heavy hitters. We're talking P-51 Mustangs, we're talking a Grumman TBM Avenger, Corsairs, Texans, Stermans, everywhere you look. And they set up reenactment camps across the airport grounds, so you've got Allied encampments and Axis encampments and hundreds of reenactors in full-period uniforms and equipment. There are jeeps and half-tracks and deuce and a halfs rolling around the taxiways. And here's what gets me every single time. The veterans, this event has always been about honouring the veterans, and even now, even as the World War II generation gets smaller every year, they bring veterans out, they get them up close to the aircraft. I watched a 97-year-old former B-17 tail gunner put his hand on the fuselage of a Flying Fortress and just stand there. Didn't say a word for about 2 minutes, and everyone around him went quiet. Just let him have that moment. That is why this event matters. That is the stuff you cannot get anywhere else. But let me talk about the flying, because, oh my goodness, the flying, the air show runs both Saturday and Sunday, and the lineup is built around warbirds, obviously, but the way they do it is so smart, they don't just send up one plane at a time. They build these narrative sequences, so you might get a formation of trainers first, the Stearmans and the Texans, representing the training pipeline. Then the fighters come out, then the bombers, and they narrate the whole thing over the PA with historical context, so you understand what you're watching and why it mattered. Last time I was there, they did a torpedo run demonstration with the TBM Avenger, low and fast across the field, and the announcer is describing what it was like for those Navy pilots in the Pacific, flying straight into anti-aircraft fire at wavetop height, and you watch this Avenger come screaming across at maybe 100 feet, and you just get chills, absolute chills. I'm not kidding. The crowd went nuts. And then they brought out the Mustangs for a fighter sweep demo, and the sound, I cannot even describe it to you. A Merlin engine at full power 50 feet over your head, your chest vibrates, you feel it in your teeth. There is nothing like it on Earth.
Now let me tell you about the ramp walk, because this is where Reading really shines for us aviation geeks. They open up the static display area, and you can get right up next to these aircraft. I'm talking close. You can look into the cockpits, you can see the rivets, you can smell the hydraulic fluid, and the owners and restoration crews are right there, happy to talk your ear off about every single airplane. I spent probably 45 minutes talking to a guy named Dave who had been restoring a North American T-6 Texan for 11 years. 11 years! He pulled the thing out of a field in Arkansas where it had been sitting since 1968. The wings were corroded, the engine was seized, the instrument panel had been stripped out and sold off at a swap meet decades ago, and he tracked down period-correct instruments one by one over the course of years. He showed me a turn-and-bank indicator that he found at an estate sale in Ohio that matched the exact part number for his aircraft. And he was so proud of that indicator, his eyes lit up when he talked about it. That is the heart of this hobby right there. That is the kind of person you meet at Reading. Now, if you are thinking about flying in, here is what you need to know. Reading Regional, the identifier is Romeo Delta Golf, has a good 6,300-foot runway, runway 36/18. It is a towered field, but they are used to event traffic, and they handle it well. The Mid-Atlantic Air Museum will have parking set up on the grass for fly-ins, and there is fuel on the field.
The approach from the south is gorgeous. You come in over rolling Pennsylvania farmland, green hills, red barns, and the airport sits in this valley just north of the city.
If you are coming from any direction within about 300 nautical miles, this is an easy day trip. Fly in Saturday morning, spend the whole day, fly home that evening. Or better yet, make a weekend of it. There are hotels right off the airport, and the reading area has some solid restaurants. There is a diner about 2 miles from the airport that the locals swear by. I had a cheesesteak there that honestly rivaled anything I have had in Philly, and I will fight anyone who disagrees, but here is my real advice. Go early on Saturday, get there when the gates open, walk the camps before the crowds build up, talk to the reenactors. They are incredibly knowledgeable, and they love sharing the history. Then grab a spot along the flight line before the air show starts and just soak it in. Bring sunscreen, bring ear protection, and bring a kid if you can. Watching a child see a P-51 Mustang for the first time is one of the greatest things in aviation. Their jaw drops and they look up at you like, "Is this real?" And you just nod and say, "Yeah, it is real." The World War II weekend typically runs in early June. Check the Mid-Atlantic Air Museum website for the exact dates and ticket info. They also do a huge volunteer program if you want to get involved, and I have heard from several people that volunteering at this event is one of the best experiences they have ever had in aviation. One more thing, if you go find the P-40 Warhawk, just find it and stand in front of it. That shark mouth paint scheme, those lines, this is incredible. It is one of the most beautiful and menacing-looking aircraft ever built, and seeing one in person, up close, with the paint gleaming in the June sun, it does something to you. Trust me on that. This has been Ramp Check. Huge thanks to the folks at the Mid-Atlantic Air Museum for keeping this event alive and keeping the history where it belongs, which is right in front of us, not behind glass. More at radiohanger.com. Go to Reading. You will not regret it.